Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, which we have a new one every week. We want to know what you think. We ask the question, and we ask you to answer. And when you answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which is now in our we're celebrating our 11th anniversary of the newsletter. And as I said earlier, we're celebrating the 13th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. You know, one of the things, folks, that I do on the show is I point out things that are happening by the government that are hurting or helping you. And I have one of those on my mind right now. And let me review a couple of things. I'm going to tell you about something in a minute that's probably going to make your blood boil. And it might even want to make you feel like taking a hostage. You won't do it, and I won't either, but it'll make you feel like it. So before I tell you about that, I need to tell you about some facts, some things that are in evidence. First, the federal government politicians, we should say politicians, pledged $700 billion of your money and my money to bail out Wall Street in 2008. According to many experts, this had to happen because Wall Street has so abused their system, their securitization system, that they had put the nation teetering on the precipice of a depression. Even people who I respect very much said that this needed to be done. So here's how Wall Street fared after we bailed them out, after you and I bailed Wall Street out. Here's how they turned how things turned out for them. The bonus pool for Wall Street, investment class, in 2007 was $100 billion. That's right, the bonus pool. That was the year before the bailout. 1 year after the bailout, in 2009, the Wall Street bonus pool had returned to $100 billion. So they did pretty well, okay? So if you're at home, that's Wall Street, hundreds of billions, taxpayers and small businesses, the bill. That's what we got. Okay, here's the next point. After decades of reckless contract concessions to unions and, as you know, incredibly stupid management practices by General Motors management, they went hat in hand to the federal government for a bailout in 2008. Why didn't you and I show up for a bailout, small business owners? We didn't get the message, right? So those same politicians that bailed out Wall Street committed $50 billion to bail out General Motors and, let's be honest, the UAW, the union. Part of the rationale was to save hundreds of thousands of union jobs. Meanwhile, small business owners across America had to lay off millions of their employees just to keep the doors open. So if you're scoring at home, that's General Motors and unions, tens of billions, taxpayers and small business owners, zilch. So here we are almost 2 years hence, and General Motors has emerged from bankruptcy with the help of our tax dollars, mine and yours. In fact, General Motors is doing so well that they're now making a profit and, full disclosure, have begun paying back the bailout money. But General Motors is about to go public with an initial public offering in the next few days, probably this week, because it's now become more efficient and financially stable thanks to you and me. The stock is expected to very quickly increase in value from the initial offering price. This means it's generally accepted wisdom, anyone who purchased the General Motors IPO stock at the IPO price will make a pretty handy profit very quickly. Now, here's the part that will make you want to take a hostage. You and I, regular retail investors who bailed out Wall Street and General Motors, are not invited to the IPO party. As it stands, as I say this right now, only wealthy investors and investment firms, read Wall Street, will have access to the IPO shares. Regular folks like you and me won't be able to purchase the GM shares through their account with, let's say, Fidelity or E-Trade or one of the others. So, again, scoring at home, Wall Street and General Motors bailed out and richer regular folks like you and me the back of the hand. Folks, this is not right, and here's my proposal. Here's what they should do. Here's what the Treasury Department should do, and they could do this if they wanted to. The first day of the General Motors IPO, no institutions or highly connected rich investors or companies could buy General Motors shares. Only regular retail investors have access to the shares on the first day. We would have all the first day to buy as much as we want. The second day, open to everybody. As I said, they could do this if they want. But if the average taxpayer is foreclosed from purchasing stock, the General Motors stock, on the first day, at the IPO price, you and I will witness another blatant example of what I consider to be, what else could you call it, folks, but collusion between Wall Street and Washington at the expense of regular folks on Main Street. Everybody, every taxpayer should have access to the IPO, the General Motors IPO, if they want to buy it. You may not want to buy it. You may want to not touch it. But if you wanted to, you should have access. As of right now, you don't. And I think that's wrong. And I think somebody should do something about that. That's just how I feel about that. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back after these messages. A lot more to come as we continue to celebrate our 13th anniversary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.